This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Here at BritBox, we don't like to make a fuss, but we're now bigger, better, and prettier than ever. More new exclusive mysteries, dramas, documentaries, and comedies than a village fate has victorious sponges.
Oh, really?
More of your favourites, like Call the Midwife.
Nonata's house, midwife speaking.
And Death in Paradise. Streaming before anywhere else.
Ooh, that's nice.
But let's not make a scene. BritBox, the ultimate collection of British telly. Start your free trial today.
If there was a big red button that would just demolish the internet, I would smash that button with my forehead.
From the BBC, this is The Interface, the show that explores how tech is rewiring your week and your world.
This isn't about quarterly earnings or about tech reviews.
It's about what technology is actually doing to your work, your politics, your everyday life,
and all the bizarre ways people are using the internet.
Listen on BBC.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Why do you hate me? Well, I hope you don't. But it turns out quite a few people do. I'm Mariana Spring, the BBC's disinformation and social media correspondent. And I get trolled a lot. I've learned firsthand that the online world can be a breeding ground for hate. But why do some people behave the way they do on social media? In this series, I'm diving into my inbox and investigating some of the most extraordinary cases of online hate to find out. I'm meeting the people at the heart of these conflicts, and in some cases, bringing them together to see if understanding, even forgiveness, is ever possible. I'm tracking down the deep fakers.
Whether fake or not, it's what we all know Sadiq thinks.
The conspiracy theorists.
The fact that people come up with conspiracy theories, it's not something that's going to go away. It's normal for us to question and to try to fill in gaps with story. You can't be human without that.
The impersonators.
You apologized to the McCanns. Why did you do that?
I did it because so many people said that you heard McCanns. So I wanted to write it. I never meant to hurt anyone.
The football trolls.
Trolls is probably too nice an expression for the people sending this form of abuse, because some of the content that we see in the abuse that is sent in is truly horrific.
And the people who've been harmed.
I mean, I've got two daughters, I've got a wife, I've got siblings, I've got a mum, I've got friends who love me, staff who love me. It's really upsetting for them.
During the times when you weren't mentally well with all this, I believe when I was talking on social media that I was being tracked by America.
Sometimes the intention of people online is to spread hate. Sometimes they might have taken an obsession too far. Others actually think they're trying to help. This matters, because online hate can have consequences for everyone involved. So what happens when we take these conflicts offline?
To be honest, I'm excited to meet somebody who, for a year of my life, was quite important.
I'll say it now, you know. Mayor Khan, I apologise. I made a big mistake.
A lot of people would look at this on paper and think that we should probably hate each other. The fact that we don't, it gives me a lot of hope.
This is Radio 4's Why Do You Hate Me? Available soon on BBC Sounds.
Every day at Western Power, we step up to keep the community moving. From homes to schools, from metro streets to regional towns, WA relies on us. It's more than a job. It's supporting the towns we live in and the people we call neighbours. Wide open spaces. Life on your terms. Right here in Mora. Delivering power across regional WA. Join Western Power in Mora. Make a difference. Live the lifestyle.